Welcome to the Rotary Report, which is brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Nationwide Insurance's number one Ohio MVP agency for 2010 and 2011. Call Joe Laser at 330-722-4444 for all of your insurance and financial needs. What a wild, crazy, entertaining, surreal night it was at Quicken Loans Arena as the New York Knicks came to town, and it was the Zydrunas Ilgauskas night as they retired jersey number 11 and raised it to the rafters at Quicken Loans Arena. That means nobody can ever wear number 11 again for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it was all about Z, or at least it was supposed to be all about Z. And for the most part, it turned out to be all about Z. But the big pink elephant in the room was there, and you could not deny that it was part of the story and maybe got as much attention or close to it as far as Z getting the attention he deserved for having his jersey retired. But seeing LeBron James in Quicken Loans Arena on the night that Zydrunas Ilgauskas was getting his jersey retired and having him there as part of the ceremony, not as a member of the Cavaliers, but as a member of the Miami Heat, was very, very strange. And the fact that Delonte West was there and Iron Neubel, of all people, and all five general managers were there that Z was a part of, going back to Jim Paxson and Wayne Embry. And of course, most recently, you had Chris Grant and Danny Ferry. They were all there, and the current GM, David Griffin. So you had all these pieces, parts from all the years that Zydrunas Ilgauskas played with the Cleveland Cavaliers there honoring him, and LeBron James was one of them as he sat on the Cavaliers bench. That's where he sat, on the Cavaliers bench, right next to the general manager that just got fired, Chris Grant. I mean, that's really strange. That's not normal. As I like to say, OIC, only in Cleveland can something like this happen. But let me give credit to LeBron James from this standpoint. He came in because his friends, Zydrunas Ilgauskas, wanted him there. And so he honored Z's wishes of being there as number 11 was raised to the rafters. But LeBron, this could have been a bigger circus maybe than it was. LeBron low-keyed it. He sat in a suite at the far end by the Knicks bench. He came in, I don't want to say late, but right before tip-off. He greeted people. He handled things very well from that standpoint. He sat on the bench. He took pictures. And I guess I haven't seen it yet, but supposedly he talked to the local access or the Cavs access show that they do. I don't know if they're going to air that or not because they then stopped it because it might be considered tampering. Not sure. But I thought LeBron handled himself very well. And number one, showing up for one of his best friends in the NBA. And number two, allowing the spotlight for the most part to stay on Zydrunas Ilgauskas and not really be all about him coming here and what his future holds and everything along those lines. But I was behind the scenes. I didn't have the pass to sit out where Zydrunas Ilgauskas was being honored because you had to have a yellow armband if you wanted to take pictures out there. So I stayed behind the scenes as this was all being set up, and I saw where LeBron was standing, and that's why I say I tip my cap to him the way he handled things. He stayed back, and as the halftime horn sounded and the players were running off the floor to the Cavalier locker room, that's where LeBron and the GMs were standing and waiting to get called out onto the floor for the halftime ceremony. It was interesting. Tristan Thompson made his way from the court to the Cavaliers locker room, and as he was doing so, he saw LeBron out of the corner of his eye, and he kind of stopped, looked, and then went over and, with a handshake and a chest bump and hug, they did that, and he went to the locker room, and then Alonzo G reached out, shook his hand, and then I saw Anderson Varejao come over and embrace LeBron, hug him. Kyrie Irving did the same thing with the handshake and the chest bump, acknowledging him, and then Mike Brown. I was curious from the get-go how Mike Brown was going to handle this because he told us in pregame that he really didn't know what was going on, that he wasn't aware of how long the halftime ceremony was going to be or what was going to happen with it. It was nice that LeBron was there to support his friend, but he wasn't sure what was going to happen. And as he came off the court after the players and he saw LeBron, it looked at first like he was going to walk by him, but then he stopped, made a beeline for LeBron, and came up and gave him a big hug, an embrace, a big hug. They each embraced each other, a smile on LeBron's face. Mike Brown's back was facing me, so I didn't see, his facial expressions. But you could tell it wasn't just one of those hugs where you felt like, okay, you had to do this, so everybody around you saw that you seem like you're okay. This was a hug and embrace that seemed like it meant something to both the player LeBron James and his former coach Mike Brown. It wasn't an act, and that was good to see for me, because we've been hearing how if LeBron is considering coming back to Cleveland, that he might not want to because Mike Brown could still be the coach here. And from what I saw, unless they both took acting classes and they're up for Academy Awards for their performance here the other night, it looked to me like these were two individuals who respected each other and the embrace was real. It wasn't phony. And that bodes well if there's any chance of LeBron coming back here and Mike Brown stays as the head coach. So that was all part of the surreal night. And then we went out and we watched Z give his great speech and how much the fans and the city of Cleveland meant to him. And then he spoke to us afterwards, the members of the media in the back press room, and talked about how he wants to be a better father and he wants to be a better husband than he was a basketball player, and that he's enjoying his life now. And he told me after we met with the media and all the recorders were turned off, I asked him if he was going to stay with the Cavaliers, and he said, you know what, my role is reduced, it's changed somewhat, but I'm okay with that because I want to spend more time with my two boys, watching them grow up. I want to be around my family more, and all the airplane rides. He talked about that and the travel. He didn't miss that, and he's going to have an opportunity to be home more. So there are a couple reports that the Cavaliers might be forcing him out, and I think that's the furthest thing from the truth in this case. Yeah, there's maybe a little bit of a disconnect because Chris Grant is the guy who brought him in, but Z told me he still goes to practice out of Cleveland Clinic Courts. And he's not exactly sure what the future holds with the Cavaliers, but he's okay with where he's at, and he wants to be around his kids more. And I truly believe that from Zydrunas Ilgauskas, because he has never lied to us in all the years that we've covered him. He's been a straightforward guy. He gave a great speech. That was from the heart. That was straightforward. And I think what he told me with the Cavaliers situation right now was straightforward as well. So congratulations to Zydrunas Ilgauskas for being honored. You can argue whether or not his jersey deserves to be retired, but as far as being a great individual, if they were retiring the jersey because he was a great individual, it deserves to be hung from the rafters because he is a great guy, great individual, and he handled things gracefully and with class like he always has. Tip of the cap to the Cavaliers for their presentation, from the pregame ceremony to the halftime ceremony, getting everybody back here and making this thing go off without a hitch. It went well, so a good job by the Cavaliers. The only bad thing about the whole night was that the Cavaliers ended up losing to the New York Knicks 107-97, four consecutive losses, and the losses to the Bobcats in New York really are ones that I think are going to come back and haunt the Cavaliers, because those are winnable games. The rest of this month is very tough in the month of March, and if the Cavaliers miss the playoffs by a game or two, they're going to look back on the Friday-Saturday night losses to the Bobcats and the Knicks as maybe the two that cost them a playoff spot, which would mean that they're in the lottery once again. And I'm the president of AtBith, but I didn't want to put another ping pong ball in the hopper for this one. I was hoping for the playoffs this year for the Cavaliers, but it's not looking like that's the case. Hey, they're not mathematically eliminated. There's still 18 games to play, so there's still a chance because the Hawks continue to stink and play terrible. Detroit's struggling. The Knicks are average at best, so the Cavaliers still have a chance, but that brutal schedule in the month of March and these losses could catch up with the Cavaliers and keep them from getting into the playoffs. But it didn't keep the Cavaliers organization from putting on a first-class ceremony for one of the classiest guys you'll ever meet in Zydrunas Ilgauskas, and LeBron James handled himself well in the ceremony, and he flew on his merry way to Chicago and handled it extremely well. So a good job by everybody all the way around with the special night for I almost sound like Wayne Embry right there, for Zydrunas Ilgauskas, as his number 11 jersey has been retired and is up there with all the other Cavalier players who have had their number retired. There's your Roto Report, and was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. For more information, call Joe Laser at 330-722-4444. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.